They're hoping it's their loved ones who are freed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But the relatives of the hostages Hamas took in the terror attack last month in Israel don't yet know who's going to be set free first in the deal the U.S. helped broker.
We haven't heard anything. We don't know anything yet. We're hopeful, but we don't know.
Five of Efrat Mashakawa's relatives are held captive. Two of them are young children, and she tells Fox,
whoever comes alive is blessed, and so would be the others. We are here to wait for all the 240 coming back as soon as possible.
But Fox's Jonathan Savage reports only 50 hostages will be set free in this agreement starting tomorrow.
Released in stages by Hamas over the 4 days, Israel will free 150 Palestinian prisoners in return. Those released by both sides will be women and children. The United States, Qatar, and Egypt have all played a part in brokering this deal. The Qataris say it'll also see more fuel and humanitarian aid enter Gaza.
And while the fighting rages inside Gaza, where smoke still rises today as Israel keeps attacking Hamas militants. Today marks 60 years since the shooting that shocked America, President John F. Kennedy's assassination in Dallas, Texas. President Biden just put out a statement calling it a defining moment of deep trauma and loss, and he and millions of people still remember exactly where they were when they heard the news. More Americans are on the move the day before Thanksgiving in what's expected to be the busiest holiday travel yet for air travel.
I mean, I thought I was early, but now I have to stand in this line. I think I'll still make my flight, though.
There is like a big line, so now we are worried.
Well, they're flying out of Newark, New Jersey. FlightAware reports just 45 cancellations nationwide this morning, but more than 500 delays. There was a big drop in new unemployment last week. 24,000 fewer first-time jobless claims, down to 209,000. The claims the week prior were the most since August. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't miss Provember at Lowe's. Save $80 on a DeWalt combo kit and save $20 on a 5-gallon pail of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams All-Purpose Power Primer. Plus, MVP's members earn 3 times the bonus points on DeWalt and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams products. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid through 11/22, subject to change.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usages 4 and up. VapoShower used for adults only.
Voters in Utah are keeping what was a red seat in Congress Republican red. Celeste Malloy easily won a special election to fill a vacancy in the House, replacing fellow Republican Chris Stewart, who resigned to help care for his ailing wife. In Iowa, an influential evangelical leader, Bob Vanderplatz, has endorsed Ron DeSantis for president. Joining Governor Kim Reynolds, backing Florida's governor in the Republican White House race, Vanderplatz tells Fox,
"We need to find somebody who can win in 2024. And what we saw in 2022, the supposedly red wave, really only happened in Florida and in Iowa."
But former President Trump remains by far the GOP frontrunner, with recent polls showing him leading President Biden head-to-head. Iowa holds the first 2024 Republican contest in January. There is also a voting scandal there.
Kim Taylor has been found guilty of 52 counts of voter fraud. Federal prosecutors said she attempted to generate votes in the 2020 primary and general elections in Iowa to help her husband, Jeremy Taylor, win the primary for Republican Congressman Steve King's former seat. Jeremy Taylor lost that primary, getting only 8% of the vote. But prosecutors say Kim Taylor again broke the law in assisting her husband to seek re-election as a Woodbury County supervisor that fall, a race he did win. Prosecutors say she applied for and submitted false absentee ballots and encouraged others to do the same. The 52 counts carry a maximum sentence of 5 years each. Sentencing has not been scheduled. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Sam Altman is going to be the CEO of OpenAI again. Days after the company that's behind ChatGPT fired Altman, the board that replaced him without explaining why was replaced, and the new one rehired Altman. Hundreds of OpenAI employees had threatened to leave. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A woman accused of being a U-Haul bandit and arrested in Decatur. Police there say Lindy Miller wanted to deny warrants in Macon County for numerous offenses, including burglary, aggravated fleeing, and eluding and retail theft. Her nickname comes from a U-Haul truck she's believed to have been driving during her alleged crime spree. School of Information Sciences held its annual research showcase on U of I campus Wednesday. It's centered around human-related research, featuring several presentations, posters, and a keynote speaker. Researchers presenting their work on various interdisciplinary topics, ranging from the effects of adult role models in youth development to ethics in geospatial data science. Carriers like the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, and United Parcel Service have capacity to meet projected demand this holiday season, which is cheery news for shoppers and shoppers alike. Like last year, there expected to be little drama compared to struggles during the pandemic when people hunkered down at home to turn to online shopping. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Thank you, Jim Miller. Okay. Got Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Sawyer's working on his list of to-dos.
Turkey trot in the morning. Yeah. It's going to be
what
fun.
What time is the turkey trot?
So at 8 o'clock, you can register, but it's essentially if you want to throw money at the Urbana Youth Scholarship Program, you can donate then, but you can do it for free. It's 1 mile around the Crystal Lake Park in Urbana, and then they've got a lot of prizes at the lake house if you want to hang out.
Sprint? Does anybody there try are, and run a five-minute mile?
And they're in the front, okay. and they're competitive. It's ridiculous.
can you walk it?
Yes, most definitely. They're all the walkers.
That's my speed.
Here's what I got at CrossFit today. CrossFit workout today, 50 burpees to 6-inch target. Not sure what that is. 1 mile row and a 1 mile run. Holy moly.
Okay. Wow. Well, there you go.
I'll be working hard today, Sawyer, getting ready for food tomorrow. You guys have the traditional turkey, do you, Greg?
Yes, we do, actually. That and a few accoutrements to go with that on the side, some that are traditional, some that are not. But, yeah, by the time we're all said and done, yeah, everyone will be perhaps in a comatose state. So it'll behave as
what,
it ought to be.
What time are you eating tomorrow? Everybody has a different time.
Usually, you know, two-ish, you know, that just seems to be, you know, you never get it on the head. You never hit the nail on the head. But, yeah, but that's kind of the time frame we look at. How about you guys?
We're going to eat at 3. Okay. And Gracie's getting married, as you know, a week from Saturday. So we're really, you know, everything at the house, we're very busy. Got things, a lot of things everywhere. So we're going to eat in our basement, and the kids are going to prepare most of everything.
Okay, that's fine.
And Riley and her mom, Diana, is going to bring some things, and Nathana's going to smoke a turkey on the green egg, which we're looking forward to. That'll be fun. And what is
this? I've seen those things. I'd like to get my hands on one of those. I've never had any food off those before.
It's different. But it takes a little time and education. But once you know how to run the green egg, both Christian and Nathaniel have one. They really, oh my, it's a different deal. So somebody just brought in a pie,
yes,
Greg.
Yes, my friend Marie, she's gotten tickets to go see Northwestern. And
she brought a pie?
She brought a pie, and it's warm, and it smells delicious.
What kind of pie?
I think it's apple.
Oh, boy. So Diane's got her dessert set.
Yes, I do.
Good for you.
Hey, will the resident Cincinnati Red be in town, by the way?
Today.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll be...
I see he's part of the official roster now.
Yeah, I made the 40-man, and there's confusion as to what that means. He's part of the Cincinnati Reds, but there's only 26 allowed in the Major League dugout at a time. But he's essentially protected, which is really hard to get protected. And he was just featured on the Major League Baseball Network again by John Morosi, their top reporter. So Jacob Herdeby is getting a lot of attention. He's had a great year, and we'll see what 2024 brings for baseball for this.
The Reds had a great year, the entire ball club.
They did indeed, and they're their number one base stealing team in baseball now. So, and Jacob's going to be a base stealer himself in the big leagues if he gets that shot, because he gets on base, he goes. Okay, Mr. Greg, you have done your job well. We are getting a little cooler, but November has been really, really nice, my friend.
Yes. By the way, are we meeting Friday?
We are here? Not. We are going to let the Sawyer family play.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, if I borrow the radio station.
We're off Thursday, Friday, and so are you, sir. And you can get the Monopoly board out and work with the boys on
or a big puzzle or something.
Yeah, something fun.
Well, once I get them up by about 1 in the afternoon. In any event, that's another story for another time. In any event, plan accordingly for the turkey trot tomorrow morning. It'll be a couple degrees colder than we have out there currently, 36 over at Willard and Savoy 34 and Rantoul. Quiet weather picture. No major systems anywhere around here. You got some snow. You want that? Montana, Wyoming, a place to go, or New England. Welcome rain for the Mid-Atlantic region. They're dry down there, and there's more rain ahead next week for some of the worst drought areas of Texas and Louisiana. Around here, just a partly sunny day expected, about 47, as you would expect for the day before Thanksgiving. Northwest breeze clearing off tonight, 27. Tomorrow, sunny, light wind, good day to do whatever you have up your sleeve for the holiday at 48. A little bit colder here at 43 with more clouds on Friday, back and forth clouds, couple of peaks of sun Saturday, 42. Couple of snowflakes and sprinkles Sunday and Tuesday next week. That's it for any active weather, nothing to worry about. 40 on Sunday, a little bit colder than early next week. Daytime readings a little shy of 40 degrees. Have a great Thanksgiving. For Stevie Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
All right, let's jump to our morning sports. Brett Bielema.
Oh, good.
Talking about, you know, he said this before, the official news that the law firm of Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph are declaring for the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Brett said.
I went back to our bye week, had conversations with some guys that, you know, could potentially be in that window to move on to the NFL or end up their playing career a little bit shorter than what they're allotted. So, a lot of those conversations have already taken place, but a lot more will come next Sunday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We can't go out on the road until next Thursday, so we'll have a lot of – it's actually a nice little window of time where you can get a lot of good conversations in, but we're going to put everything into what we can this week. It's obviously Thanksgiving break for our fall break for our kids, so there's no classes this week, so it does allow us to play with the schedule a little bit. They have today off. We have to abide by that rule, but there's no 20-hour rule this week, so we can get a little bit of extra.
All right, that's Brett Bielema talking Northwestern. It's 2:30 on Saturday. What about Isaiah Williams? Isaiah?
Yeah, right now, honestly, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet as far as, like, after the season. Like I said, it's still kind of up in the air. I don't know, you know, if I'm going to declare, come back. But, I mean, after this game, hopefully we'll make a bowl game. And after that bowl game, I feel like I have a better gauge of what I'm going to do and what's the best move going forward.
Okay, so there's that. If we do win and go to a bowl, Isaiah's going to play in the bowl. That's positive because Johnny Newton, Keith Randolph probably will not. And, again, it's like somebody at coffee this morning said, well, what's the difference between not playing the bowl game and not playing this Saturday? Why would you play this Saturday if you're going to be a high pick? Why would you risk that? Good point. And I guess the bowl game is kind of pomp and circumstance a little bit. It's great for the program, but does anybody really care? And if you're in the national, you know, final 12 you do, because then you can win a national title. But otherwise, it's just like, oh, look, I got this goodie bag full of cool things, and we're going to play so-and-so.
And there's what, 40 bowl games?
Oh, my. At least. I mean, I think there were 70 to 80 participants, so that would be about 35, 40 bowl games. And so it's just going, the band goes. I mean, it's a cool thing.
Right.
No doubt you want to be there because that means you were successful in your football season. So you want to go to totally. And for the building of a program, when you talk to somebody, you don't want to be, you know, always talking about rebuilding and you can be a big part of that and all that. You want to say, hey, you're going to get to go to a bowl game and we're going to go somewhere fun.
43 contests spanning 3 weeks, December and January.
43 bowls.
Yes.
Diane, that's 86 teams. That's if you're not in the top 86,
yeah,
you're
right.
You've got to be in the top
that
86.
Does put it into perspective. Doesn't it? Speaking of football, Green Bay and Detroit, 11:30 tomorrow. Then you have Washington at Dallas at 3:30, and San Francisco's at Seattle for the evening game. when you're fixing that next round and grazing throughout the day. You get some more turkey warmed up, maybe just make a quick sandwich.
And Tanner's going to brine the turkey.
Nice.
We're calling our friend Tim, the smoke man, coming
okay.
up.
Okay.
Calling him in 20 minutes.
Okay.
I got to ask him, and of course I know, what does brine mean? What does brine mean?
And what exactly? Is it just spices then? Because somebody said you use
Well, he's going to put it in a... He's going to ask Tim what this means, but he's going to put it in like a five-gallon bucket underwater.
Right. And somebody said you use Sprite or something like that. That's their key.
And then Christian and Nathaniel both own a green egg, so Nathaniel's going to use Christian's green egg and put it on the smoker.
Okay.
On the green egg. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, and then, you know, you
I'm a guy that can do pork chops really fast.
You see so many videos of people dropping them in to fry them, and then there's this great big fire. Well, you're supposed to fill up the container with water and then put the turkey in so you know the limit of how much so it doesn't overflow when you have the oil getting hot.
If you got a there's grease fire, you smother it.
I know.
You don't put water
so
on
don't it. Have
smother.
One of those incidences.
Smother, no, no.
So in any case, another big headline, of course, is Marquette taking down Kansas.
Hey, Marquette, guys, man, when Brad Underwood went to the locker room after the game, we lost to Marquette, you know, talked, hey, they beat us tonight. And he said, guys, we have a really good team. Now, we've got to play at Tennessee, and Tennessee lost to Purdue last night in a real tough one. Good luck to Illinois, Tennessee. Tennessee's ranked 7, and they're fantastic. I don't know if we can beat Tennessee, certainly on their home court. We'll get Tennessee here next year.
Right, they're in rank number 7, and Purdue won 71-67 yesterday. Purdue number 2, that game at 4 o'clock today.
I'm taking Marquette.
Okay.
I mean, Marquette to me is like, yikes. When they played us, I'm going, dang, I don't know if we can stay with these people. And they beat Kansas by 14. I mean, they left them. It was like, see ya.
Wow.
Marquette's good. I watched as much as I could, and I fell asleep.
So. Well, you should have seen some of the clips of Marquette in Kansas with Bill Self and Shaka Smart.
No, I saw that. It got a little
testy.
One of the star players, Kansas, made a three and kind of jawed at the bench. I think that started it. I don't think you do that.
Okay.
All right, let me talk about Busey. If you are, you know, talking money with your significant other, it's a good thing to do because it's communication. You can talk about, you know, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Because you kind of need a plan, because if you're all going off on your own, you're not going to have any money. So you need a plan. So Busey can sit with you. You can tackle these problems together. You can talk openly about where you are, what the goal is, what are you going to have when you retire, those kinds of things. You can plan that now, no matter what age you are, and start something. If you tuck $20 away every paycheck and forget about it, you know, 10, 15 years, you'll like that. If you're starting out or maybe you're celebrating a milestone anniversary, Busey is there. They provide all the lines, personal, mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management. Go to Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Vanden vicinity, and it's a pretty quiet setup across our part of the world for this Thanksgiving holiday period. Only troublesome weather for the day today out across the far north reaches of New England. Snow there. Rains continue on for the Carolinas down through the Florida Panhandle. Otherwise, pretty uneventful as you get into the Midwest throughout the plains, back into the high plains areas from Montana to Wyoming. Indications of winter storm potential there. A couple of those weak disturbances may arrive here at some point. late in the holiday weekend, early next week as well, but nothing of significance anticipated from a winter standpoint. Partly sunny today, 47, a bit of a northwest wind clearing off early on tonight, 27 for the holiday weekend. Thanksgiving Day, sun-filled in 48. We'll dip into the mid-20s tomorrow night. Friday, mostly cloudy, cold 43. And we'll see highs into the lower 40s Saturday and Sunday, upper 30s to near 40 Monday and Tuesday. Perhaps a couple of rain snow showers are due in for Sunday and again Tuesday of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A closely watched numbers just come out, and it's much weaker than expected. Durable goods, which are big ticket items, meant to last at least 3 years.
This coming down negative 5.4%. This is the first negative read we've seen for this in over 3 months. Negative 5.4%. The estimate was negative 3.1%. This is a true economic indicator.
That's Fox's Gerald Pisoni. Initial jobless claims fell 24,000 to 209,000 last week. And the price of Thanksgiving dinner, on average, not as steep as last year, but shoppers can still expect to pay a hefty amount compared to pre-pandemic years, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. The average cost to feed 10 people at Thanksgiving this year is $61.17. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Urbana Park District, one of the finest workers there is Mark Schultz. He's also future IHSA Hall of Famer referee. Mark!
Good morning. Good morning, Steve. What good morning, everybody.
What the heck happened, man? Tell me. What? What?
Well, I was over in Rochester officiating a football game. They ran a play up the middle. The runner cleared me, but the blockers behind him did not clear me.
Oh.
And I got rolled up on my leg.
So are you the line judge? What is your title in that?
No, I'm the umpire. I line up with the linebackers.
That's bad. Let's quit that one. You need to be the referee. Stand behind the quarterback, man. That's what you got to be.
Boy, oh boy, that might be what I need to do from now on. Oh. Holy cow.
And these kids, Rochester, a pretty good program and big kids, right?
You'll see him on this weekend doing the championships.
Wow.
Yeah, they're big, fast kids. But no, it was one of those freak things, and every once in a while it happens. But that was a bit of a moment there.
Well, a speedy recovery, my friend.
Thank you.
I guess I won't see you walking the turkey trot tomorrow. So.
Nope. Still have to keep weight off of it.
What's the recovery? Is that 6 months? How long does that take?
Well, no weight for six, or no weight on it for 12 weeks, rehab. They'll say, you know, I'll be able to referee next year.
Oh, wow. The guy is coming back. Come on, man.
Way to go, Mark.
Getting back on the horse. You are the man.
So because you're working at home, you know, at first it was like you want to MC, and I've been a part of this for half of the 57 years, I think. So I was excited. But then you're like, Jamil's got it, and he's the Urbana Park District guy.
Yep, Jamil Jones, our outreach and wellness manager. Yep, we're all set up, but thanks for being on standby.
You bet.
Well, we're looking forward to Turkey Trot. Tell people what it is, what they can do, and why they should come,
yes.
Mark.
Yes, all right. Well, it's a good way to get some pre-Thanksgiving meal exercise in, get out and get moving on Thanksgiving morning. It's at the Lake House at Crystal Lake Park on Park Avenue in Urbana. Sponsors this year are Core Construction, Urbana Parks Foundation, and the Farnsworth Group. So you can show up to Crystal Lake Park at 8 o'clock in the morning. You can sign in. It's free, though. It's free. We sign in just for to see how many people actually participate in the trot. And also, that's your ticket for the raffle prizes at the end of the trot.
And you got a lot of stuff. Don't you bring a lot of stuff to that?
Yep, we have raffle prizes from over 25 local businesses and organizations.
Fun.
The raffle will be directly following the race. So you can start showing up at 9 o'clock, sign in, and the 1 mile the 1 mile run, walk, or roll starts at 9 a.m.
So when it comes to Giving Tuesday coming up on Tuesday the 28th, Urbana Parks Foundation is a great place to support, or the scholarships, right?
That's right. We encourage people, if they are in a giving mood tomorrow at the Turkey Trot, to donate to our Youth Scholarship Fund. This will give students all across Urbana an opportunity they deserve to go to summer camps. The Youth Scholarship Fund will help offset the cost to summer camp for many students. Last year, we awarded over $43,000 in scholarships to area youth. You can donate by cash, check, or charge, and we'll be there during the entire Turkey Trot. So the trot starts off at 9 a.m. The first 800 finishers get a ribbon, and it's just a really, really fun event. When I first started, I thought, 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. There's a really fun community spirit, high energy, high positivity at the event. It really is one of my most favorite events of the year.
Awesome.
At the Park District. So come on out to the park, Crystal Lake Park at the Lake House. Sign up at 8 o'clock. That'll register you for the raffle prizes. The trot starts at 9. We'd love to have you. Year 56.
Unbelievable. Mark Schultz, we appreciate you very much. By the way, your kids must be grade school age by now. What the heck?
Freshman in college.
What?
And sophomore in high school.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
What happened? What the heck?
Time stands still for no one.
There you go.
Take care of your leg, my friend. Keep up your great
Happy
work.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. Mark Schultz at the Urbana Park District.
Yeah, one of the longest standing traditions. I think they're in their 57th year or 56th year. Robin Hall thought of it. I know, Jim Manley back in the day, we worked with him back at Neil and Windsor at those studios, and he was so invested in our community and promotions.
Yeah.
Such an inspiration to me to follow Jim's lead and go around all these things. And the Turkey Trot was definitely one of them. Robin Hall, someone we saw when they rededicated the sculptures at Meadowbrook Park inside the last few months, too, as they had their sculpture garden honored.
Mark Schultz on the Tapman's Towing phone line. The news coming up.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com. The Urbanic.
Our smoke man, Tim Onstott, Pitmaster. He's coming up next, ESPN 93.5, and we'll discuss, in case you're preparing something very special, we'll get into that next.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The start time for a short ceasefire in Gaza is expected to be announced today. It's been agreed to by the Israeli government.
50 hostages will then be released in stages by Hamas over the 4 days. Israel will free 150 Palestinian prisoners in return. Those released by both sides will be women and children.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. An Iowa woman, Kim Taylor, is convicted of 52 counts of voter fraud using fraudulent absentee ballots.
Federal prosecutors said she attempted to generate votes to help her husband, Jeremy Taylor, win the primary for Republican Congressman Steve King's former seat. Jeremy Taylor lost that primary, but prosecutors say Kim Taylor again broke the law in assisting her husband to seek re-election as a Woodbury County supervisor that fall, a race he did win.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. New unemployment claims fall 24,000 to 209,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An investigation underway follows an officer-involved shooting in Carlinville. Police say an officer pulled over a car Sunday, reported stolen on North Broad Street. The person in the car pointing a gun at the officer who shot the suspect. That suspect flew into a hospital with life-threatening injuries. A man wounded after he was shot in Urbana. They say police responded to multiple calls Sunday related to a robbery of a resident in the 1200 block of South Vine Street. Man found with a gunshot wound taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The victim and the suspect got into a fight apparently in an apartment complex in the area. Illinois Department of Transportation, state police, and law enforcement across the state reminding the public, buckle up and drive sober this Thanksgiving. Drivers will see hundreds of additional seatbelt enforcement zones and patrols looking for seatbelt law violators and drug and alcohol impaired drivers through November 28th. Always be safe on your Thanksgiving weekend. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Van Nuys Saturday, and it's a pretty quiet weather picture anticipated over a wide area of the Midwest. The Corn Belt, East Central Illinois included in that. Over the next few days as we head on through this Thanksgiving holiday period, a couple of week disturbances on the maps and charts due in for early to mid next week, and an overall very chilly weather pattern, more typical of December around these parts in the days to come. But not today, partly sunny skies, seasonal temperatures up to about 47 with a northwest breeze, clearing off early on tonight, we'll bottom out at 27. Sun-filled for your Thanksgiving day tomorrow, high temperature on a bit of a southwest wind shifting northerly at 48 degrees. Clouds roll back in here tomorrow night, low down to 26, mostly cloudy, cold 43 on Friday. Over the rest of the holiday weekend, maybe a little snow, rain, shower mix here both Sunday and again Tuesday next week. 42 on Saturday, 40 on Sunday, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s continuing on into Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. Well, it's not Thursday because Thanksgiving's tomorrow, so we're doing it now. And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever. With award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill. And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. What the heck? How are you, friend?
I'm great, Stevie. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, breaking news. My son Nathaniel is going to smoke a turkey for us tomorrow. So I have a few questions on his behalf.
Sure.
I know what brining is. Everybody does. But for those that don't, why don't you explain what brining is and why he's putting it in a 5-gallon bucket underwater?
It's salts and chemicals that start breaking down the and opening the pores of the meat so that it can accept the smoke and the flavors that you're adding to it.
I've never said open the pores of the meat in my life. You just said open the pores of the meat.
I thought it was rubbing it down with some Cajun spices or something.
And it's actually relaxing the, there's not really pores in the meat. It's relaxing the muscle fibers.
Wow.
So that they accept that flavor.
Okay, so
that's
so
the
he's
same reason you let it rest.
He's going to put salts and stuff, right? I mean, is there, you told me a brine
thing. That's after, right? The soak.
You soak it first.
No, that's in the soak.
Well, we knew that. We're just testing you, Tim. That's what we're doing.
And somebody else had texted on our social media or something that said, you know, we use 7 Up or, you know, Sprite or something. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, that's sugars and carbonation helps do the same thing, too. I mean, I've heard people cooking ribs and Coca-Cola. I've never done that.
What chemicals were you just talking about? What chemicals did you say?
Well, there's the salts. And in Sprite, there's the carbonation and there's sugars. Brine, there's several different variations, but salts, sugars, and phosphates that get in and open the pores of the meat and allow it to accept or open the fibers.
So what my thought is, if I put something on that and put it in water, won't it wash off?
Yes.
And that's supposed to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, after you brine it, you do need to rinse that stuff off of it.
Okay.
Because the chemicals have done their job of opening those meat cells.
So, okay, so we have a 22-pounder.
Good gosh.
And I always try and get the biggest one because who doesn't like turkey leftovers? Come on. So we love the biggest one we get. So what? Now we're talking time and what temperature. Is this going to be in the green egg? And so what's our ideal temperature and length of time for a 22-pounder not stuffed?
You want to go 250 degrees, and you're looking at probably 20 minutes a pound.
All right, 20 times 22, Diane. Good luck to you. 22.
440
divided
something.
By 60.
Yeah.
Seven hours.
Okay.
Oof, really?
Wow.
That would be, but there again, it all depends also on temperature, the ambient temperature outside, the humidity.
Really? Wait a minute, I'm inside the grill, though. What does that have to do with the price of socks here? I don't get it.
Your smoker is drawing the outside air into it. So you're bringing that outside environment into the smoker.
You're really fleshing out my full knowledge of what you're doing, Tim. No, so it's not a lot.
Personally, I think Donna got me 12 to 14 and a half pound birds.
Four of them?
Yeah.
Was there a strategy in the 12 to 14 pound range? Because I'd kind of want to do what you do. So.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier, that's a little safer bird to cook. It's not in that 40 to 140 danger zone for as long. What you want to make sure that you do is when you're cooking it at the 150 and you're getting that breast meat to 165, that it's there for 20 or 30 minutes to make sure all that bacteria is killed.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then as far as basting, that's really the last couple hours.
Actually, you don't baste in a smoker, do you?
Yes, I'm lazy. Okay. I do. I get those blue bottles of parquet.
Oh.
And I squeeze butter that thing about every 30 minutes.
Whoa, that's your basting, huh?
Until I wrap it.
And then you're wrapping it when it's done, right?
Well, no, I'm wrapping it when it gets to the color that I want.
Ah.
When it gets that nice golden brown, and the temperature is 140, so the meat's not going to accept any more smoke flavor. It's just putting soot on it, so we want to protect it. We put foil over the top of it.
I got new foil. Good news. Okay, so was it when I brine it and I put it in the water, how long should it be in the water?
In the brine?
Yeah.
I do it 24 hours. I'll put mine in at about 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then I'll put my turkeys on the smoker at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Look at you.
Well, so that's 12 hours. I'm sorry. 12 to 24.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And again, it's safe when you put it in a cold. Is it cold water? Cold bucket?
Yes.
Or water? Okay. Cold water. And like, is the garage okay? It'll be like refrigerator temperature, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
And Tim, there's
people who
like to, you know, fry their turkeys, and you see all these videos of all these grease fires. So let's talk about doing that.
Don't put a frozen turkey in your fire. That's why that happens.
Okay.
The water expands real quick when it's frozen. It's ice. It expands and boom,
I've been thawing mine for two, three days now, so I think it should be good.
Well, and I feel like people don't measure. They should take water and see what the level is when they stick the turkey in of, you know, how much it's going to rise to make room for the turkey. And then you have the oil like lower, maybe an inch or so lower than that. So it's covered, but you're not going to overflow then onto the open flame.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good tip. Well, Tim. So how about you doing four tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, you need any help? Because I'd go ahead and brine it, Tim, and then rush those chemicals off, and yeah, soak it for 12 to 24 is what I like doing. I don't know.
I'm sure you'd like Stevie over your shoulder.
The last time you were going to help me, I saved four ribs for you to clean, and you didn't show up until they were done cooking. Then you ate them.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And they were really good.
Yep, it's all on the timing, Stevie.
Really good.
Now, so what about Donna and her sides?
She doing any coleslaw? Any coleslaw there?
I don't know what she's doing for coleslaw, but I know that she boiled probably four dozen eggs the night before last, so she's going to make deviled eggs.
Ooh. That's always a good choice.
I eat those like popcorn,
me
man.
Me too.
Man.
Dang it.
Tim, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Dedicated Diesel, Garrel Furrick's Trucking, anything going on we should know about before Thanksgiving?
Yes, all of the drivers are either home or will be home shortly for Thanksgiving. That's something that we're very persistent about. We make sure everybody's home for the holidays and home every weekend so those guys can have some good family time.
Awesome. That's just who you are, man. Garrel Furrick's Trucking, Dedicated Diesel. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on Smoke, my friend.
Thank you, Stevie and Diane. Have a great holiday.
You as well. Happy Thanksgiving. Tim Onstott. Appreciate him. Yeah, he is a pit master extraordinaire.
Looking at our text line.
Smoke a 22-pound turkey, the best way to cut it in half. What?
Okay.
What?
Then you're going to have it even.
Where's the photo op, man?
Otherwise, you'll be cooking all day, and it'll be uneven. So cutting it in half is Kelly's tip. So
yeah, I want it pretty, though. Where's the photo op?
But, I mean, a lot of times you're bringing it cut up to the table for everybody, so it's easy.
So he said 20 minutes per pound, and I have 22 pounds.
And then I was wondering how much – is it 3 pounds per person? I mean,
I think it's a pound each, isn't it?
Is it?
You could get more than 16 ounces of turkey.
I don't know.
It's a lot. A 16-ounce steak. I think it's a pound a person.
A big old helping
but
over
you,
here.
You want. All right, so 440 divided by 60 minutes, that's 7.5 hours.
Okay.
So that means back it up from 7 a.m. Woo, 6:30, 7 a.m.
Well, and we all should be in the zone of thawing it out in the refrigerator right now.
I put it in Monday.
Okay.
So it should be good and thawed by then. But yeah, I'm doing frozen this year. A lot of times I do fresh, but this year frozen. And got it at Schnucks Butterball.
Very good.
Let's go. All right, 8:43. You're going to wrap this program up in a few moments. ESPN 93.5.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. All right, Diane Ducey, she's got sports headlines.
Thanks, Stevie J. Yeah, Illinois and Northwestern as we wrap up the year. 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph Jr., the law firm, going into the NFL draft. This will be their final game. Comments from Coach Brett Bielema.
I went back to our bye week, had conversations with some guys that, you know, could potentially be in that window to move on to the NFL or end up their playing career a little bit shorter than what they're allotted. So a lot of those conversations have already taken place, but a lot more will come next Sunday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We can't go out on the road until next Thursday, so we'll have a lot of – it's actually a nice little window of time where you can get a lot of good conversations in, but we're going to put everything into what we can this week. It's obviously Thanksgiving break for our fall break for our kids, so there's no classes this week, so it does allow us to play with the schedule a little bit. They have today off. We have to abide by that rule, but there's no 20-hour rule this week, so we can get a little bit of extra prep time. And obviously, they've got 11 games on us, and we got 11 games on them, so a lot of film to get through. So.
All right. Brett Bielema talking about Northwestern's coming in. We're favored by five and a half points. We're okay. Going to have 24 men walking down the field to say goodbye.
Wow.
24 seniors and or people leaving to say goodbye. Hopefully there'll be a good crowd on hand. I understand Thanksgiving weekend, a little colder temperatures, but boy, this one matters. It really does matter for program building. We need a win to go to a bowl. Then we get planned, and it doesn't matter where we're going. The marching line gets her 9 buses. It's fun. We'll have fun.
Right.
We'll write a musical. Come on.
Absolutely. Let's do this. As far as NFL action tomorrow for Thanksgiving, Green Bay and Detroit out of the gate at 11:30. Then you've got Washington and Dallas at the Cowboys territory in San Francisco and Seattle for the game in the evening. When it comes to the Maui Invitational, I know we've been a part of that over the years, but Marquette, number 4, beating number 1, Kansas, 73-59. Wow! And then number 2, Purdue, taking down number 7, Tennessee, 71-67. Today at 4, it'll be Marquette and Purdue if you want to catch some college basketball action. Florida over number 13 Colorado in that tournament, 77-71. Parkland's women and men's basketball team 7-0 on the season, both winners this week. And we'll have our Illini in action against Western Illinois with an 8:00 tip-off on Friday. When it comes to basketball on the professional courts, the Pacers over Atlanta, 157-152. I think I saw it was like 309 total points or something. The most in Indy's franchise history. And LeBron got the 39,000 point benchmark. And he'll be 39 in late December.
Well, so much for the idea you need to play defense in the NBA.
Right. I mean, that sounds like it's kind of a Globetrotters game.
I'll let you go, you let me go.
Right?
What do you think? Huh?
Is that an all-star game?
We're just leaving our hands down.
Wow. So anyway, go Illini. I know the women are in action on the 26th. So we've got some Illini to root for as we come into this Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
I think you want to look up Illinois basketball for me, I think we play a Big Ten game in like a week. Don't we go to Rutgers really early?
I got Canisius. Canisius is the women's basketball.
Canisius?
That's it. Canisius.
Yeah. Well, we play Western Illinois Friday. I think the next game after this is a Big Ten game.
Okay.
I think it's at the Rack. I think I heard the boys talking about that last night. We play at Rutgers. Now, they lost quite a few people. They still got a really good center, and it's crazy inside that building, and it's small. But I think we're better than Rutgers. It'll be nice to get off to a good start in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. And again, I
Rutgers mean, at 3 o'clock on December 2nd.
Wow.
At Rutgers.
Yeah, right. It'll be hard over there. It always is hard over there. Anyway, I mean, boy, Marquette impressed the heck out of me. Here and then last night. To beat Kansas handily, folks. They beat them by 14, and that's kind of what they had the whole half.
So we've had all these home games. Of course, Western Illinois at 8 o'clock is the last of the 6 home games. But really, we're not home for
a while now.
It looks like the 17th, we've got Colgate at noon.
Yeah, like the 29th, I think, again. And
right, Fairleigh Dickerson.
Start the Big Ten in full fashion. January's got a lot of big games coming up. So, hey, we'll see what happens. That's why we play all these things, to see where we are. But
great to hear Luke Goody yesterday, too.
Yeah, Luke's good. He is good. Goody is good.
That's right.
But no, we'll see. But I think... I think Marquette beats Purdue today. I think they're special. That team could win a national title. I mean, they handled Kansas. So if they win today, they'll be the number one team. If Purdue wins, they'll be the number one team. So a future opponent or past opponent, as it is with Marquette. Otherwise, Purdue could be number one for a while. They're vulnerable, but they're good. Uh-huh. I mean, obviously Josh Edey, he's what he is. He's huge. He's like 7'4". He missed his first 6 free throws last night. Then he made like 9 out of 10.
Well, he never gets called for fouls.
He had 4 fouls most of that second half.
But, I mean, there's like 18 minutes. Fouls that I could call watching him in action.
Well, they beat Tennessee, a very, very good team. And Purdue, I think, missed 20 free throws.
Wow.
They missed a lot. It's like they had like 50 free throws. They made like 30 or something.
Yikes.
That's unbelievable how many times they went to the line. All right, we check Greg's weather, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van vicinity. And it's a pretty quiet setup across our part of the world for this Thanksgiving holiday period. Only troublesome weather for the day today. Out across the far north reaches of New England, snow there. Rains continue on for the Carolinas down through the Florida Panhandle. Otherwise, pretty uneventful as you get into the Midwest, throughout the plains, back into the high plains areas from Montana to Wyoming. Indications of winter storm potential there. A couple of those weak disturbances may arrive here at some point late in the holiday weekend, early next week as well, but nothing of significance anticipated from a winter standpoint. Partly sunny today, 47, a bit of a northwest wind, clearing off early on tonight, 27 for the holiday weekend. Thanksgiving Day, sun-filled in 48. We'll dip into the mid-20s tomorrow night. Friday, mostly cloudy, cold 43. And we'll see highs into the lower 40s Saturday and Sunday, upper 30s to near 40 Monday and Tuesday. Perhaps a couple of rain snow showers are due in for Sunday and again Tuesday of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products, and complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe a new tradition. If you're tired of the same old turkey or ham meal for the holidays, try something unique and delicious. Try locally grown yak roasts or steaks for the family. It'll be a meal they'll remember and create new family memories. Yak meat is 97% fat-free and healthy. One of their roasts, slow cooked in the crock pot, will be easy and fill your home with delicious aromas. Their steaks are easy to grill and be the best tasting and healthiest red meat you'll ever eat. Visit them online, SavannahRidgeFarm.com. Put your order in for pickup at their farm, or they'll deliver to your home. That's SavannahRidgeFarm.com. All right, how about that? That's unique.
I like it.
Yep. Okay, we're done. We'll be back, God willing, Monday. That's the end of November.
Right.
And then December. And
December starts on Thursday.
Yeah. Man, it's been a fast year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
2024.
And Stevie J Broadcasting with an anniversary at the end of November. So we've been together 13 years here, but
start our 14th year.
You know, you and I go back to my brother Michael and you coming over to the house in Tolono back in the high school days for you. So.
1970s. There's a little Diane Ducey over there.
Exactly. Yeah. And on the plays and stuff like that. Yeah, you were always the big star on Unity stage, and I played the kids in a couple of those productions.
That was awesome. We had a lot of fun.
Exactly.
All right, thank you. Very thankful for Diane Ducey.
So grateful for Stevie J and your family and in the zone with the wedding planning. Yeah. All the best with all of that.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Talk on Monday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you Monday.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
You the man, Tim. Dedicated Diesel, still got any Dixie Choppers out there?
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to get people over to see Andy and get those Dixie Choppers bought and out of there while they're on the at the winter pricing. I mean, once we hit the spring, those things are going to be in demand and they're going to go, and the prices are going to reflect that. So you can get over there and make a deal.
You can literally save thousands of dollars on this thing. And it's like the fastest one ever built. It's amazing. You ought to go see that.
What's the address, Tim?
1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana.
And Gale Forex Trucking, y'all full? You need a driver or two?
We could use one over-the-road regional driver. And I got to thank Gale and all the people at GFT that pitched in and helped us. They all did a great job while we were gone.
And where do you go to tap into being a future employee? And how do you reach out to GFT Trucking?
Just email me at timo@gftlog.com. or call 765-793-7131.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm. Of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Fighting Illini football is back at Memorial Stadium for the final home game of the season on Saturday, November 25th, as they take on Northwestern in the battle for the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Bring the whole family to enjoy our family fun zone in Grange Grove with bounce houses, food trucks, balloon artists, and tailgating. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's final home game against Northwestern on Saturday, November 25th. Get $15 tickets at fightingillini.com.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, save $5 on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella cheese, bacon, red onion, and BBQ sauce. All piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors, The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana.